Businesses that shift focus from transactions to relationships with stakeholders could be better off. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Doug Bossi, professor of business at the University of Richmond, explores why.
It's both a challenging and exciting time to be a CEO. On top of the ordinary challenges associated with leading an organization, there's been a shift from a historical mindset that the purpose of a firm is to maximize shareholder value to instead creating value for all stakeholders. The term stakeholders refers to employees, customers, suppliers, communities, and shareholders. My research examines stakeholder theory, which is broadly focused on understanding and explaining how organizations form and nurture relationships with a collection of stakeholders. Stakeholder theory focuses on relationships. While the dominant economic approaches to strategy research are primarily focused on transactions. Why do you think employees choose one business over another? Why do customers? In a free society with open competition for stakeholders of all types, there are no fixed rules that always work for attracting, enrolling, and retaining the stakeholders an organization needs to execute its plan. Instead, the best course of action in practical situations is always conditional. It's common to think stakeholders primarily value financial metrics, such as prices, wages, discounts, premiums, taxes, and dividends. But stakeholders enter and leave relationships with firms based on other considerations, too. For example, the extent to which they are included in the process of making decisions that affect them. Stakeholders want companies not only to ask for their opinions, but also to seriously consider them. Another set of powerful expectations, collectively called interactional justice, are all about the manner in which a firm treats the stakeholder. Specifically, most people place a high value on being treated with courtesy, dignity, and respect. The expectations for these different forms of value play a big role in the stakeholder's behaviors.
That was Doug Bossi of the University of Richmond. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.